Welcome to In the Studio. I'm your host, Teresa, coming to you right here from K-Bright Radio Studios. We are stepping into this week with hearts completely full, still buzzing from the incredible energy from last month. If you were watching the nation's capital on May 17th, you saw a historic moment unfold. Thousands upon thousands of believers gathered together on the National Mall for the momentous Rededicate 250 event. Organized in partnership with Ignite America, it was a true national jubilee of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving as our country kicks off the cycle toward America's 250th birthday. From dynamic worship filling the Capitol air, the House Speaker Mike Johnson leading a solemn prayer of rededication, to powerful video messages from faith leaders and administration officials, including President Trump reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, the message of the weekend was undeniable. America is not done with God, and God is not done with America. The call was simple. It's time for the church to humble itself, pray, and rededicate this land as one nation under God. And that historic gathering leads perfectly into our guest today. He is a man who has spent decades using his global platform to ignite a fire under the body of Christ. You know him as a titan in the automotive world with Meguiar's Car Wax and the host of Car Crazy, but he is also the founder of Ignite America and the author of the powerful book, Ignite Your Life, Defeat Fear with Effortless Faith. He is here in the studio to talk about shaking off the cultural anxiety, stepping into everyday evangelism, and moving into a life of effortless faith. Please welcome to the studio, Barry Meguiar.
Hey, great to be with you. My goodness, I love your heart. Love your heart and your passion. Folks, you hear her voice, and it's wonderful, but in person, she's even better.
She loves the Lord,
so great to be with you.
Thank you so much, Barry. Will you lead us in prayer before we get started?
I'd love to do that. Father God, we love you. We honor you. We thank you, God, for the privilege of knowing you and for being here at this moment in time, perhaps the end of human history, to represent you to a lost world. 90% of the people on most occasions being lost around us, and we walk by them just disinterested. The apathy of the church is what's killing the church and pushing America back to the dark ages. Really, God, help us. The key to America, to reviving America, is getting off the bench and into the game and loving you and representing you and sharing your love. You said, they'll know you're my disciple by your love. God, help us to love those around us, particularly Gen Zers. This is the moment for Gen Zers to come alive and rescue us from the mess the older generation has left. Really, God, thank you for this moment. Use us right now, God, to move everybody every day closer to Jesus for your glory, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Wow. Barry, we witnessed history on the National Mall. Thousands of believers gathered together, the House Speaker leading prayers and message of rededication echoing across Washington for Rededicate 250. Ignite America was a massive driving force behind making this National Jubilee a reality. Standing there on the Mall, looking out at the sea of people humbling themselves and praying for our nation, what was going through your heart in that exact moment?
Well, it was a wonderful moment for America, and really it's not just a day, is it? It's a year, it's a moment in time when everybody starts reflecting on America. Mm-hmm. The sad thing is that America's not celebrating this amazing moment in time like they did for 100th, because we were much more of a Christian nation, sadly. Mm-hmm. The last 50 years of church has gone silent. While we're evangelizing the world, we've just grown silent here, and we've lost the facts of how our nation was birthed, how the people on the Mayflower, before they got off the boat, they said, "Are the reason we've crossed the Atlantic is to advance the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ."
Yes.
And this great movie which just came out, if you didn't see it, folks, you need to pull it up on YouTube, however you get it, The Great Awakening.
Yes.
You see George Whitfield and how he got to Franklin. Ben Franklin, he preached, they say, 1,000 sermons every year. He was amazing. He could speak to 8,000 people with his voice without microphone experience. But to Ben Franklin, he got to Ben Franklin, and it's because that Constitutional Convention that was awry and at each other's throats and states' rights, and it was lost. The cause, there was not going to be a United States of America after all that we'd fought for. And he stood up and he gave this profound speech of, when we're in the war, we opened in prayer and sought God. And his eloquent words of those days. But this movie captured that moment when he said, we are remiss and we will not be together unless we return to what we did. And their next meeting was on July 4th. They got on their knees for 2 hours and sought God. And after weeks of being at each other's throats and calling each other names, they came together as a group on that single day. And within a couple, 3 weeks later, they had written our American Constitution, which was given to us by God. And this moment in time for us to convey that to America, not just on any specific day, every day of our lives, God, we need to help us, yes. Lord. This, you birthed America for evangelizing the world. And if I could just add this great thing, why should we celebrate America? Do you understand that America has evangelized the world to the tune of billions of people have been saved because of American Christians and funds? Billions of people have been brought to the Lord, many times over, more than all the other countries of the world. And hundreds of millions in the United States are either alive now or in heaven, are going to heaven because of what those people that were so brave to cross the Atlantic in that tiny little boat. And before they even set shore, said, our purpose here is to advance the cause of the gospel. You know, they couldn't begin to comprehend what they were about to start. Yeah. And that's what we really celebrate now. Yeah,
I would love it if every politician and every leader and every church and every school could be on their hands and knees and pray before they did any kind of decision making. How different would our world be today if that were the case?
Can I add to that?
Yes.
Because that scripture bothers me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I love that scripture, and we quote it all the time. I love that scripture. But folks, we can't just get on our knees and pray and humble ourselves and expect God to magically transform our world. Yeah. It's in us. Yes. He said to us, that's why it's the Great Commission. He said, go into the world. They're not going to hear automatically. He speaks through us. It's through you, folks. Mm-hmm. The people in your life are lost. People that you hate, that you love to hate, that are causing you crazy. The politicians that are driving you crazy. They're not evil. They're lost. Mm-hmm. And they're lost because nobody's told them that God loves them. That's our role. That's what in our lives. And the only thing you would do today, folks, and every day, the only thing you could do that has eternal value is moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. How many people will be in heaven because of your influence when you get there?
So good. Mm. Yeah. That's directions right there. That passion we saw on the wall didn't appear overnight. Barry, you're widely known for building a massive global car care brand and hosting Car Crazy, but your true fuel is clearly your faith. Looking back at your journey, what was the definitive turning point where God moved from being a Sunday tradition to the day-to-day driving force of your life?
Interesting question, because I was raised in the church, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It goes back generations on both sides of my family. I have no excuse. But it really came down to when we had two little girls, and Karen and I were sharing our faith some with trepidation, but we were volunteering for everything in the church. During the week we were at church, we were doing everything good, but we were dry. We had no joy, okay?
Yeah.
Most Christians today don't have any joy.
Yeah,
we started praying, God, give us joy. We want joy. And you know, within 2 weeks, we were invited to a luncheon at Santa Ana First Assembly. It's now Orange County First Assembly. It was their 50th anniversary. And they had Herb Ellingwood, the legal affairs secretary for Governor Reagan. Okay, it's 1973. And I sat next to him that day. And for an hour before he spoke, he told me one story after another about how he was sharing his faith every day and having fun doing it. And he ignited my life. He ignited Karen's life. Yeah. And within 2 or 3 weeks, we found out we had joy. And then we discovered this wonderful scripture, John 15:11. It's the parable of the fig tree, where he says, when you bear fruit, my joy remain with you, and your joy will remain full. Wow. And I can tell you, folks, from 1973 to now, Karen, I never lost her joy. We've had horrible things happen to us. I was dying in the hospital. I had a joint venture partner moments away from throwing me out of my own business. We lost our 49-year-old daughter, Nicole McGuire. We've had tough things happen to us, but we never lost our joy. We never have a bad day. We have things, bad things happen. But God's in every single one of them. And folks, Karen and I thank God for every one of the bad things that have happened in our lives. Because that's what our spiritual growth spurts, just more than spurts, they exploded. We look at our pinnacle places of knowing God and seeing His faithfulness. And more importantly, when you're under the gun and people know you're under the gun and you're still smiling, your influence for leading people to Jesus explodes.
Because it does take a supernatural way of
real.
Having that
it's
joy.
Real. Yes. It's not pretend. No. What do you do when you hear bad news, folks?
Joy, yeah.
When you get bad news, when bad words come out of your mouth, do you have a bad friend? People are watching you all the time. How do you respond to bad news? How do you respond to good news? If you're living for God, everything is thank you, God, or God help me, but it's always God and trusting God and never wavering in your faith, and He rewards you. Karen and I are in our 80s, okay, mid-80s, and we're having the time of our lives. We have the best marriage we ever had. Every day's an adventure, and every day we're moving everybody, every day closer to Jesus, and that's why I wrote the book, Ignite Your Life, because it does ignite your life. Most importantly, He wants you to share your faith to ignite your life, and most Christians right now, you know, your viewer, your listeners often tell you, I've lost my purpose. I don't have the bounce in my step. You can get that back right now by resolving right now, from now forward, I'm going to start moving everybody every day closer to Jesus. And you'll be amazed the transformation takes place instantly.
When you were writing Ignite Your Life, who did you see in your mind's eye? Who is the specific person you are desperately praying will pick up this book and dive into it?
Nobody's sharing their faith. Only 1% of us. That's a sad thing. Only 1% of us are sharing our faith. Actually, a little bit less than that. The statistics say 30%. But when you go into the numbers, you find out what they're saying is, I'm a good person. And they think being a good person is sharing your faith. It has nothing to do with it. It just gives you pride. Makes people think, they're not giving you God glory. They're giving you the glory. So it's speaking to the mass audience of Christians, and we were there at one time. But what people don't know is how easy it is. The church has gone out of its way to make it sound hard. Blessed are those who are persecuted for a while. I don't want to be persecuted. That's for somebody else to do. I always have these excuses. I was an introvert. I hid behind Karen. She loves everybody. I hid behind her, and when she got the conversation going, I'd pop out and say, I'm her husband. I mean,
oh,
I didn't
goodness.
Have it because I was gifted at all. I just knew God wanted me to do it. So what I really focus on is the simplicity of it. And folks, we don't have much time here, but let me explain what happens when you do it God's way, not by academia, by God's way. He says, they'll know you're my disciple by your love. So you just love on people. Stop trying to get them saved and just love on them, because they're desperate for love. Everybody's desperate. Even Christians are desperate for love. And when you love on them, and you along the way you mention God in some way that doesn't offend them, you might say, oh, that must break God's heart. Or you just may put a smile on God's face. Or, boy, God just saved you for that one. And there's a way to do it that's fun, that doesn't bother them at all, but also they read, oh, he's a Christian. When you do that within 5 minutes, they will open up to you and give you an understanding of where they're at. And then the best part, folks, You can't prepare for this. The Holy Spirit gives you the words to say. It's a promise in Luke 12:12. He always gives you the words to say. And at that moment, you realize you're in a conversation God orchestrated in the aisle at Starbucks, you know, wherever you're at. And God orchestrated the conversation, that meeting, and He's given you the words to say. And the person in front of you is changing in front of your eyes. That's intimacy with God.
Yes.
And you can't have it any other way. And that's why He said in Isaiah 43:10, I appoint you as my witness so that you will believe, because your faith will explode when you share your faith. There are two sides of the same coin. So if you're not sharing your faith, you're missing out on what faith is all about. And when we're talking about faith, we're talking about wholehearted faith, where He'll direct your steps, He'll answer your prayers, He gives you joy, He makes everything straight. It's amazing. All it happens all for doing the one thing you don't want to do. The last thing in the world you want to do is share your faith, because that's what Satan does to us. He's paralyzed us. I'm convinced that the number one weapon Satan used against the church is fear. And when we live in fear, we can't share our faith. And when we live in fear, we're telling God, God, I don't trust you. You don't want to live there. You may be on your way to heaven, but you're not having a lot of fun. On the other hand, you can ignite your life by getting off the bench and into the game and literally moving everybody every day closer. It's so easy, folks. And most importantly, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It is challenging sometimes, depending on the situation, and things happen all the time, like you said. But I love the contagious joy that you carry.
Yeah, I don't find it challenging ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, you've made a switch. You made a choice in your life, and you just turn on this switch, and now you can't turn it off.
It's in our own mind. It's a perception in our own mind. It's going to be difficult. I can't answer the questions. I don't want to do you. And you think you have to be on the defense. You know, the questions they ask, they know a lot less than you. I don't know how little your Bible knowledge is. They don't know a lot less than you. They ask the most simple questions.
Yeah.
But it doesn't depend on you anyway, because God's going to give you the answers.
Yes.
And he'll give you a scripture you haven't heard in years. And all of a sudden, you're quoting it verbatim.
Yeah, I've done that. It's
so
funny.
It's like, like, where did that come from? But yeah, exactly.
See, oh my goodness, yeah.
And at that point, you know, that's God.
Yes.
That's God. And when you do that, the subhead of our book, Ignite Your Life, is Defeat Fear Effortlessly.
Yes.
With most of you living in fear right now, you want to defeat it effortlessly? You want to have your life ignited? Get off the bench and end of the game and start loving everybody every day and allow the Holy Spirit to do the rest. There's no work involved. It's freedom. And you walk away every time saying, thank you, Lord. I mean, I often say, God, I just pedal car wax. Who am I? And I just move that person closer to you. Thank you, God, for using little me. Just how's that possible that you could orchestrate that and use me in that way?
Yeah.
And that happens every day, multiple times a day. And folks, you can have that very same experience.
Barry, you sustained this incredible infectious joy and high energy for decades, I'm sure. Karen can vouch for that. On a personal level, on the days when you face your own human exhaustion, distraction, or the heavy weight of spiritual warfare, how do you personally hit the reset button to stay aligned with God's purpose?
There is no reset button. Don't have one.
Yeah, because you don't need
it. It's all in.
It's just you're all in.
It's all in. There's a car guy term called never lift. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody knows pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
But car guys know this term, never lift. And what it means is when you're racing, you don't lift. When you lift out of fear. A turn's coming up. And when you lift, I've raced cars enough to know that when I lift, I get passed. Mm-hmm. But somebody else has more faith.
Yeah.
So they know they can navigate that turn. I'll give you an example. The next morning, my joint venture partner took over my board and was throwing me out of my business, ending my income. My reputation was gone. My testimony's gone. I hadn't prepared for retirement. It was a family business, and they took it over. Can you imagine? I'd just be an outsider as a stockholder and have nothing to say. It was the worst night of my life, you might say. You know what I did? I prayed the shortest prayer of my life. I said, God, I ask you for nothing. Because I live my life for your purpose, and I know you honor your word. You say in Romans 8:28, when you love me and you live for your life for my purpose, what's his purpose? His purpose is to seek and save the lost. When you love me and you live for my purpose, not your purpose, not for selling car wax, doesn't matter how many bottles of car wax I sell, when I get to heaven, it's not going to be an issue. When you live for my purpose, I'll make everything. Listen to me. I think after John 3:16, it's the most powerful scripture in the entire Bible. Where else does God say to you, I'll make everything, I mean everything in life work together for good if you love me, wholehearted love, wholehearted. That's what you mentioned that earlier. You're all in love with God and you're loving your neighbor as yourself. You're seeking to save the lost. And when that's your holy focus. And you know, when he said, they asked him, well, teacher, what's the most important thing to do? And he said that very thing. He said, love me and love your neighbor as yourself. And nothing else. He asked nothing else for us. Because when we do that, we're in the game.
Yeah.
And if we love our neighbors as ourselves, we're as concerned for their salvation as we are our own salvation. That means everybody around us, 360. Folks, do you realize that from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, everything you say and do is moving everybody watching you closer are further away from God. You're in full-time ministry.
Yeah.
And if you use it properly, your feet don't even touch the ground. You don't have to hit a reset button because nothing can happen to you unless God allows it to happen for His glory. And when you know that, there's no depression. There's zero fear. Karen and I have not had fear in decades.
Wow.
This is where He wants us to live.
Yeah.
And it's real. We often say, Karen and I, we are just an example of the truth of the scriptures. It's not because we're special.
Mm.
It's just because we're living scripture. We are. Who knew? It works.
Who knew? It works. Wow. Yeah. Thank heavens, for real. Many believers mistakenly think they have to choose between the secular career and full-time ministry.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you believe that bit.
We have one life. We have one life.
Yeah.
It's not two lives. It's one life put together.
Yeah.
And actually, I thought I should go into full-time ministry back in 1976.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed a fervent prayer saying, God, if you want me to leave my business, I'll do it immediately. I just want to be where you want me to be. But you almost have to speak to me in an audible voice.
Yes. And we're so human like that, huh?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said.
I said
not 20 minutes later, the Lord sent Dave McNutt in my office. I didn't know him. He's a missionary kid, grew up in Africa, but I'd seen him at church.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked in and he said, hi, Barry, I was in the air, thought I'd stop by, how's it going? And I thought, well, he's a missionary kid, probably not into cool cars and shiny paint finishes. So I just started telling people in the secular world that I was sharing my faith with. And he looks at me and says, God's given you wonderful ministry here, hadn't he? Well, right after I just prayed that prayer, I said, wait a minute, well, why would you say that? He said, well, a pastor can't reach the people you're reaching, folks.
Yes.
A pastor can't reach the people you can reach. But as a businessman, you can. And he gives me this line, 1976. It's obvious that your business is your pulpit.
Yes, exactly. God-given marketplace pulpit.
That was 1976.
Yeah. Oh, that was part
this
of my question.
This is 2026.
We're
I
so
think
aligned.
That would be 50 years
yeah.
that my business has been my pulpit.
Yeah.
You know how many lives have been
so
touched
cool.
because he's given me that pulpit?
Yeah.
To God be the glory. And I know when I get to heaven, it's not going to matter how many bottles of car wax I sold. It is going to matter how many people are in heaven because of my influence.
Yeah.
That's the goal. Wow.
That is so cool. Woo. Okay, let's turn it back to the rededicate 250. The underlying theme was breaking through the darkness and shifting the spiritual atmosphere of our culture. That directly aligns with your work at Ignite America, where you explicitly say that we've turned our lights off and left the world in darkness.
Well, we really have. Karen and I lived in the day when we did leave our doors unlocked, and it wasn't a matter of if you go to church. It's like, where do you go to church? That was 60 years ago. That's the world we lived in. Now nobody goes to church. Only 20% of us are going to church 3 or 4 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
So 80% of the world is lost. 70% say they're Christian. So you have half of America saying they're Christian, don't have a clue what being Christian
yeah,
is.
Right.
So the world is lost, and it's lost because of us. It's not them. I get asked every once in a while, well, where's God?
Yeah.
You know, we walked through a bar area to a restaurant, and we walked back out through the bar area. At the end, they said, hey, Barry, come over here. They knew he was a car guy. Well, where's God? So where is God? And I said, let me ask you a question. It didn't matter if they're Christian or not, and most, I don't think any of them were. But I said, would you tell me this? If you're close to God, would you say you'd have more peace and love and tranquility? Well, yeah, of course, of course. Would you say then the farther away you get from God, the more anger and conflict you have? Oh, yeah. That's the answer to your question. God doesn't move. We've moved from Him. We've left Him. And the fact of the matter is, America's left Him not because of them. They don't know. Satan blinds their eyes. They see evil is good. That explains everything.
Yes.
All the stupid things that our politicians are leading, they actually believe that. With blood vessels in their neck bursting, they're with a red face, and they'll proclaim something. It's absolutely, it's idiocy. They see evil is good. That explains it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do we solve that? You can't solve it in Washington. You solve it by moving everybody, every day, closer to Jesus. The most patriotic thing we can do for America is lead people to Jesus Christ. And the scales come off, and they'll see good for good and evil for evil. And they'll be voting for the right side of things. We'll elect the right people. And we'll have an American Christian community again. So, yeah, it's very easy, but it depends on us. How are they going to know unless somebody tells them? That's the question, isn't it? But who's going to tell unless somebody sends them? Our churches have stopped sending us, unfortunately. Almost all of our churches. When's the last time you heard your pastor say, my job is to equip you for ministry and send you out? When's the last time you heard your pastor say that?
I go to a very good church. I know a lot of good pastors locally here in Costa Mesa. I mean, I can name two solid pastors right now that are bold enough to say that. So yeah. How sad that I have to say they're bold enough to say that.
So Jack Hibbs is my pastor. Yeah. And he is phenomenal. Jack Hibbs, I mean, he just is going for it. And we do have great pastors, and most of the Calvary Chapel pastors, I must say, but great pastors doing that. But we're in the minority, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So those of us who are in that minority, there's more. It's incumbent on us then, right? We have more responsibility, not less. We all need to get out there and work the harder. Can you imagine? There's 30 million of us who are Christians. Can you imagine if we just had a million Christians that were focused every day on loving people and moving everybody every day closer to Jesus? We'd have revival in America in 30 days, and it costs nothing.
Yes.
It just requires you folks that are listening to us right now to get off the bench and into the game. And if you want to know how to do that, a model for that is not because of me, but this book, Ignite Your Life, you can go to Amazon and get it. It's an Amazon bestseller, quite frankly. If you look at the reviews, there's hundreds of reviews, and they all say, I never shared my faith before, and now I'm sharing my faith every day and having the time of my life.
Yeah.
So this is the answer. It's not Barry Maguire or Karen Maguire's answer. It has nothing to do with it. It's just the basic scripture. That's why he called it the Great Commission. It's one thing he mandates us to do, and that's to love everybody. Love conquers all, and they'll never persecute you, folks. They don't get mad at you when you say, do you know God loves you? Then they relax, and you relax, and you have a God, Holy Spirit-directed conversation, and that's the most fun thing we do every day.
You love evangelism. That is very clear, and you know that is the Great Commission, our one and sole job, no matter if we're a teacher, preacher, whatever. Is there a specific scripture passage or biblical figure that served as your ultimate anchor and personal inspiration while structuring the message of Ignite Your Life?
Oh, my. There are so many. Proverbs 3:5, trust the Lord with your whole heart and all your ways. Acknowledge him. And don't depend on your own understanding, and he'll direct your path. He wants to direct your path. But you have to acknowledge him. See, it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. That means in the bad times and the good, at work, on the tennis court, in the board meeting, in the sales presentation, all times, acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord.
Amen.
And he will make your path straight.
Barry, thank you for joining us in the studio. Your passion is contagious, and your reminder that our everyday lives are our mission field is exactly what we need to hear.
Praise God.
Listeners, it's time to stop treating the Great Commission like an option and start turning the lights back on in our communities. To get your copy of Ignite Your Life, we are actually giving away one copy. So if you want to call us right now at 1-800-227-2337, you can call, and Crystal or Joel will be picking up the lines for you. Or you can just contact us at kbrightradio.com and access incredible free resources like Live Ignited Devotional. You can go to igniteamerica.com. That's igniteamerica.com. Any final words, Barry?
Just for those who don't know the Lord yet, go to seekinggod.org, and we'll give you all the information to tell you how much God loves you and has a place in heaven for you.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in to In the Studio on KBRIGHT Radio. I'm Teresa. Keep shining your light, and God bless you.
This has been In the Studio, a public affairs presentation of the Crawford Media Group. Please email us your comments, suggestions, and ideas to publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Again, that's publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com.